Week, we bring you our series, Making It, about an Indiana DIY or do-it-yourself maker. And this week's maker is Emily Matheny. She's an early career journalist and freelancer learning to make more sound-rich radio stories.
So this is Sarah teaching Emily. And Emily, if you could just say testing, testing, testing for a little bit.
Testing.
Hi, I'm Emily Matheny. I have a journalism degree, work for Urban One Indianapolis, and freelance for WFYI sometimes. I love storytelling. It's what got me interested in journalism in the first place. Everyone has at least one story to tell, and I believe journalists can tap into that and help them share it. Sarah is the news director here at WFYI, and she's helping me become a better journalist and storyteller. So we start at square one, and that starts with mic placement.
Oh, that's better, actually.
Right there?
Yeah, I'm going to do that.
Okay.
And turn it down.
You have to hold it really close.
Before this training, I just naturally held the mic further away. I would think in terms of video where I didn't want the mic in the shot. But I get it now. For radio, the audio is my video. So you have to hold it close, kind of like an ice cream cone. Close enough, but not too close.
It didn't go into red, though.
That's too loud.
That was way too loud.
Now I need a driving question, so I know all the action I need to get on tape.
What's your question that we're answering right now?
I think the big question is how to become a better storyteller in an audio environment.
Okay, so then a big question might be, let's see.
I picked the story of me learning how to be a better audio storyteller.
The beauty of writing with sound.
Time to record.
I won't get all totally nerdy about signature sounds.
We got totally nerdy. Like miking a source, you want to be close and you want to look for sounds that are visual. Sounds people will immediately recognize. You write your script after you pull your best sound and you get it in a probable order. Then, what we did was lay everything out in an audio editing software called Adobe Audition. The cool part about this program is that the sound bites are in layers and can be stacked and arranged with gaps and spaces. You can outline everything chronologically in one line, so you have to use at least three layers and weave them together with crossfades. For me, I use 7 layers to weave the story together. And it took longer than you think. I chose Indianapolis to be the city where I create and tell stories because I love it. I fell in love with the city when I was younger, when I visited. And when I went to school, I knew I wanted to be close to Indy. From there, it was just, I wanted to be here, so I made it work.
See? And there's Chris. Hi, Chris.
Hello.
And then, so this is your Maria.
I want to help people connect with each other in ways they might not have realized are similar. Everyone has something they care about, and by sharing that, I believe everybody can learn so much more about the world around them. Because we don't live in a vacuum. By being able to share someone's excitement and passion, I can help make this world more compassionate and connected. One piece of advice Sarah gave me was saying what your interview said back to them to understand the heart of their point. Often, you are wrong, so you go back and forth until you really capture their experience, because that is where radio is so strong. Listeners can connect with that experience, and they will remember it. Sarah came up with this metaphor.
So then you, get excited, and then you want to share that excitement. It's like exposing, it's like a big sneeze, but in a good way.
I am a good sneeze. I love being excited.
This is the best kind of sneezing fit, and it's the only one I really want to share. For Curious Mix, I'm Emily Matheny.